Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
Here's a little tidbit for you to study up on before we get to hour number two. Where do you think this fits into the whole equation with Julian Assange? Ecuador reached a $4.2 billion staff-level financing deal with the International Monetary Fund, according to President Lenin Moreno. That happened on Wednesday. As that country grapples with a large fiscal deficit and heavy external debt, the country will also receive an additional $6 billion in loans from multilateral institutions, including the World Bank and others. Isn't that convenient? More than $10 billion frees up on Wednesday, and Julian Assange is kicked out of the embassy on Thursday to be arrested. You don't think the U.S. or other countries had something to do with that? No, do you? Ponder that for a moment while we get our next guest in the door, Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. Jenny Beth, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been 10 years.
It has. Monday marks the 10th anniversary of the Tax Day Tea Parties that we had back in 2009, and we are actually going to celebrate this 10th anniversary by having Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom rallies across the country. We have about 400 of those with organizers who stepped up to do 400 of those rallies of this Monday coming up.
So 400 rallies nationwide to celebrate 10 years, and I haven't mentioned this much. Monday is tax day, by the way. For most, I keep hearing this, how, you know, only 17% of people got a tax refund this year. That's nonsense. I talked to lots of people. There's a very narrow window of people that, you know, the law didn't line up particularly well for. They got pinched in the new tax laws, if you will. But most people, myself included, came out a little bit ahead. I think most people came out a little bit ahead. Some people came out a long way ahead. So how do you feel about tax day as you look at it?
Well, when they worry about whether you get as much money back in your return, the big question is how much did you actually pay in taxes overall? And if you were paying
Correct.
Less throughout the whole year, then you still had a tax cut. You just got the money every single paycheck. I think that what we have from the tax reform law is very good for our country. We've seen very positive benefits from that with a growing economy, more jobs, and more competitive jobs, so that when you are looking for a job, or even if you have one, you're able to make sure it's a job you really like and can get a salary that you want for it. Wages have gone up, not because the government has mandated that wages go up, but through competition for jobs. Employers have had to raise wages to get quality employees.
Sure. And overall, you know, the jobless claims are at a 50-year low, lowest since they've been since 1969. Jenny Beth Martin here with us. So let me ask you about this. As you look at the field of candidates, I think there are 106 Democrats running for the nomination now, something like that, 105 of which are outspoken socialists that want things like universal income for everyone. They want us to pay reparations based on who knows what. They think it's okay for Social Security to go to illegal aliens. They want government-run health care across the country that would run 200 million people off from the insurance they like. And the list goes on and on and on about basically a complete government takeover of every phase of your life, of my life, of their own lives. What do you make of it?
When we were protesting 10 years ago about Obamacare and government takeover of health care, this is one of the things we warned about. If we pass this, it would be a takeover of our health care, and we would see that liberals would want even more and more takeover of every other area of our lives. They promised that Obamacare would be affordable and that we wouldn't lose the doctors we wanted and that we would have quality health care. We have lost doctors that we wanted, or at least many people have. And also, the cost of care has gone up, and the quality of care has, in return, gone down because people can't afford to go to the doctor anymore. That did not work with Obamacare. All of these other programs that they're promising will see the same kind of results. It may be a decade from now. It may be a couple of decades from now. But there's no such thing as a free lunch. There will be consequences, and somebody has to pay for it.
Well,
one thing I heard someone say to me on night before last that I thought was brilliant. We hear all all these Democrats saying, oh, we have a right to this and a right to that. It's not a right if somebody else has to pay for it.
Well, you know, it's demanding class warfare. It's the rich against the poor. It's the black against the white. It's exactly what the Democrats want, which is chaos, fear, and free stuff. Create fear of the sky is falling from global climate change, warming disruption, whatever they call it today, to fear of, you know, the president, fear of racism, fear of white nationalism, fear of something. You have to have fear of something. And then, of course, it's free stuff for everybody. That's the platform, isn't it?
It is the platform. And the fact is, if you don't like what's going on right now in your own life and you feel like things aren't fair to you, the best way to have a better outcome for yourself is through a free market system, one that respects your right to provide for yourself and to reap the benefits and keep the fruits of your labor. And that happens through a free market system that respects economic freedom and personal freedom. Socialized systems respect neither.
That's exactly right. So if people want to find out more about these big rallies going on Monday, Jenny Beth, where do people go to find out about things going on in their area?
You can go to teaparty10.com, teaparty10.com. And you can sign up to attend a rally that's near you, or if there's not one close by, sign up to host a simple sign-waving event.
There you go. Jenny Beth Martin, always good to have you here, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. Well done.
Thank you so much.
As always, thank you very much, Jenny Beth Martin. All right, so if you're looking for a chance to build your future in Michigan at the same time, man, have I got an idea for you. It's called MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, great companies looking to hire people just like you, potentially, especially if you've got a little bit of experience. Man, you can get things rolling today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. Don't miss the sexiest job of the week banner when you stop in there. Maybe it's a job for you, your kid, your grandkid. Man, there's opportunities. Look out the door. Well, wait till the snow melts completely. Then look back out the door. And, yeah, spring is here and opportunities coming along with it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Sweet strawberry icing. You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the